I'm on, guys. Hey, look at you. Oh, you're awesome. Redeemed, beautiful, covered with the blood of Jesus, powerful. Everything that Jesus had, you've got. Well, that wasn't great confirmation. Tell someone next to you, everything that Jesus had when he was on earth, you've got. Tell someone. Go on. I dare you. I dare you. Today is life-changing. I'm asking you and the Holy Ghost, unzip your heart. I don't want to stand in any pulpit anywhere in the world and spend time. I want my time to be invested in eternal things each time for you and whoever I happen to be speaking with. And I want that to be today. Are you committed? Holy Ghost, come. Touch me. Here I am. I open myself. It's scary, but it's the most amazing thing when we allow God to touch our lives because he's got a specific word for us this morning. Let's go. You know, there was a knock on my door one day, and this guy was there and his wife, and they barged into my house and they said, "We're coming." Thank you. "We're coming. We're going to just live with you. We're going to use all your stuff. Is your washing machine free right now? We've got filthy clothes we want to wash." And before I knew it, their clothes were in the washing machine. They were washing their body and their hair in my shower. They'd stripped off my bed and put their dirty sheets on my clean bed. And they took up residence. Shush. That's not fun. Until I kicked them out. They didn't even pay any rent. That wasn't cool either. But you see, we allow that to happen in our lives sometimes. And it's time to kick out some stuff. 2021. We've come of age, 21. Haha, did you put that together? But it's time that we grew up, as we do when we're 21. And it's time to actually take responsibility for some of those intruders that we have allowed, maybe, or have snuck in because someone hurt me. Preaching it. And it's actually a day when we can take this 14th of January, 2021, and know it's a time that something changed for the good in our lives. You see, many people live in a prison of the past. I've had the choice of doing that. Dear Craig referred to me by my married name. I haven't had that name for a few years, Craig. 12 years ago, something dreadful happened and my marriage finished. I didn't want it to happen. And I made the choice of living in the regret of that or going to do and be who I am today. Because we are not born to live in a prison. You're born to live free. Jesus died that you would live free. That you aren't entangled by the things of the past that were or were not your own fault. He swung the prison doors open. And there's an invitation for every one of us today. Walk out. Run out. Grab the future and make it the best that it can be because Jesus has purchased it for you. My computer wouldn't dare turn off on me. It's time to confront the thief. And it's time to let it go. Kick it out today. Now, that might be costly. It might be taking something of comfort and familiarity out of your life that has become a poison chalice to you. But it's time to do it. Okay, so because I'm preaching the Word of God, I better use the Word of God, right? Philippians 3, verse 13. Ruth, did you have something for the kids? They've got them? Oh, good. Philippians 3, verse 13, and the Passion says, I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart on the future instead. Who's ever tried to drive a car looking out the back? You will come to grief really quickly, and it'll be costly. I forget. Now, in that forgetting, it doesn't mean history is wiped. I know my history. I know the history of having hopes of having a beautiful child in 1974, and he was born disabled. I know that history. But I forget the pain of it because Jesus has helped me to do that. But we fasten our hearts and our eyes on the future. Sally made a great foundation for today with her message last week. Thank you, Sally, on trust. Because if you're going to kick out the intruders, you've got to trust that God is going to fill that place with his own stuff and his own goodness and his own blessing and his own anointing and his own calling and the things that he's got for you that have been shut out because the intruders have been there. So we're trusting God. And thanks for that, Sally. That was perfect. Is there anybody here and your life has gone exactly as you planned? I'm not sure whether it's the laugh of, did you really say that? Or no, you're right, it didn't. And my hand's not up either. I mean, I planned to be Princess Anne. It didn't happen. I've just been watching The Crown on Netflix, and I'm so glad now that I wasn't her. Oh, dear, dear, dear. But you see, when life goes as we haven't planned it, it's not luck that we move on. It's a decision. It's not luck that we move on when the plans go awry. It's a decision. I've made that decision. Some of you have made that decision maybe to 100% or some percentage. But whatever percentage needs to be decided upon today to move on, I'm praying and begging you and saying, Holy Ghost, come and make it so important to each one that they will finish off the total 100% of that decision making. You see, because the past can cheat you of your future. You probably have met people that can't help but hark back to what happened and how awful it was and what they did and what they said and who robbed me. Yeah? You know people like that? I do. I've met some of them in church circles even. Oh, says Grant. Let it go. If you don't, your future is going to suffer. And holding on to those things causes us to live a life of regret and powerlessness. And one of the things that I have decided, when I take my last breath, it might be today, it might be in 30 years' time, I don't know. Gee, I'll be 101 then. What's that? And preaching from my walking frame. I'm not going to have any regrets. I'm going to be everything. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to love everything and everyone. I'm going to experience and enjoy every single thing I possibly can. And I'm going to skid into those gates of heaven sideways and go, boy, that was a ride. No regrets. No regrets. You can have the same. But it's, you see, it's a choice. And if you let it go, whatever it is it that big or that big, you can live in victory. And a lot of people regret not being the person they wish they were. Be happy with imperfect you, will you? why don't you just be happy with imperfect you? You're actually not God, so you're never going to be perfect. So let it go. Forget about it. I tell you, I'm not as skinny as I should be, but I'm sure not as fat as I could be, and I'm happy with imperfect me. That's all right, isn't it? That's all right. I'm probably not going to change anytime soon. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 in the Passion says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Stop looking at those ads for Noom where you can get really skinny in 5 minutes on television. That's just a big farce. But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. And you know, some versions of that scripture, that was the Passion, some versions say, stop conforming to the world. And you know, conformation to the world or conforming to the world is changing from the outside in. But transforming under the power of God is changing from the inside out. And so we're not going to conform, we are going to transform. Now, don't be a non-conformist just because you can. But the world has got certain standards and things that try to entice us to attain to. I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. And I'm not going to do that. I challenge you, don't conform, but transform. And you see, if we hang on to things, we cannot grow. If we hang on to stuff, we can't receive more from God. But it's crazy as humans. We get comfortable with the familiar, even if it's terrible. You know, there's a sociological thing that I've come to understand that people in abusive relationships find themselves very difficult to pull themselves away because they've got to understand and know and predict the abusive situation, and pulling away to a new life is really too hard, and they stay. And those of us that haven't, by God's grace, experienced that, we go, why don't they do it? Why can't they leave? But the reason is they've become comfortable and predictable. And but we do the same stuff with this, with the thieves that have come and taken residence and said, it's okay, I can stay. You'll be all right. You can do this and that, and nobody will know. Nobody will know. The kids will relate to this. The Disney movie called Frozen. Who knows Frozen? Hey, I like it too. Elsa sings. If I was Paulette, I'd sing it for you. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold back anymore. Turn away and close the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The fears that once controlled me can't get me at all. It's time to see what I can do. To test the limits and see where I can go. I'm free. Let it go, let it go, let it go. I'm never going back. There's a key, because you've shut the door. I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Let it go, and I'll rise like the break of dawn, and here I stand in the light of day. Do you think somebody with some Christian influence might have written that song? There are other words within that, and next time I preach this message, I'll sing it, not. But you see, there's many things in life that suck. Many things in life that are really horrible. My own situation. Situations. But fathers abandon families. That hurts. That messes you up. Sickness. That sure messes you up. I've just had a double knee replacement 2 months ago. And I know what it is like to walk every step in pain. That messed me up a bit. You didn't know how much it hurt, but it flippin' did. Failed marriages where a husband or a wife is unfaithful. domestic abuse. Nobody asks for these things. Neglected childhood. Betrayal. Somebody that you thought you could trust. Wow, Jesus identified with that, didn't he? Betrayal. What about business problems? And, you know, with our COVID situation that's in the world now, many people have business problems that they didn't ask for. Lack of opportunities, horrible bosses, child abuse, disappointment from people. Life is life. Life happens. And life's not fair. It's not fair. What's happened to me is not fair. And I can live in that, but I choose not to. You see, if we live what's in the past, we paralyze our future. And you've all seen paraplegics or quadriplegics in a wheelchair, and you feel really like, oh, that's awful. I wish I could help. There's a lot of quadriplegic Christians and spiritual wheelchairs. And I'm saying we can help. You can get yourself free and let go of the things that are paralyzing you. It might be only a paralyzed little finger, but it could be your whole body. And when we're free, we can help others to be free as well. That is such a privilege and an honor. And you know, we don't deny that things happened. They happened. It did happen. And forgiveness opens the door to you being free. If we don't forgive, it's like drinking a cup of poison and expecting the other dude to die. That doesn't work. And it's also taking that person off your hook and putting them on God's hook. Thank you for that, Diane. Taking them off your hook and putting them on God's hook, because he can deal with it far better than we did. Because Jesus died for freedom. And the reality is, we live in a fallen world. But we have the equipment to be totally victorious. It's a gorgeous song. Some of you might know it. It's called Graves into Gardens. And it says, graves turn into gardens, mourning into dancing, beauty for ashes, shame into glory, bones into armies, and seas into highways. Those are the transformations that God makes. Look for it if you haven't seen it or heard it. It's an amazing, amazing song. And you see, we find it hard to release. But when you understand the benefits of letting things go and releasing things, it becomes so much easier. And I've been praying over this last week that you will see the benefit and the need to let it go, let it go, let it go. When I was preparing to preach today, you know, those of you that have ever stood in a pulpit know that you can do a million different things in a pulpit. And it's like God has to speak to us. What is it? And he said these three words to me, let it go. So I know that he wants to touch us here. But those things that we don't let go become familiar, they become comfortable, and the walls that we put around ourselves to keep ourselves safe actually become a place of poverty and prison. No one's ever going to do that to me again. I will never let that happen again. I will build a wall so flippin' high that no one will ever get to my heart again, because it was too painful, it was too hard, and that's it. Who's ever done that besides me? Three honest people. Hallelujah. That's a trap. It's a trap. So there's a guy in the Borneo jungle who used to catch monkeys for a job. And they'd take those monkeys and they would be dinner. Bought them from the market. I've seen them in the markets. It's all right. It's just food. Anyway, how do you catch a monkey? So, monkey catching lesson 101. Come with me, I'll show you how. So he gets a big cage. This is a monkey catcher. It gets a big cage, and inside he puts in it the thing the monkey likes to eat most. Let's pretend it's mango. I must be a monkey. I love mango. So inside the cage is the mango. It's a big, fat, juicy piece of mango. Along comes the monkey. Mango! Yes! And goes his hand. Grabs it. I can't get it out. Releases the mango. Aha! I can get my hand out. Let's try again. We'll turn it around this time. Can't get it out. Flip. What am I going to do? He has the choice. Keep hanging on to the mango, thinking by some miraculous thing it's going to decrease in size and he's going to get it out through the hole. Or let it go and save his life. The monkey that hangs on stays there until the monkey catcher comes along with his club and goes, doink, you're dead. Choice. Somebody should put instructions on the cage. If you hang on to this, you'll die. Oh, monkeys can't read. Sorry, I forgot. That's what we do. Hang on. And think by some passage of time or something that happens that we don't actually have to put any effort into, it's all going to go away. Nah, sorry. That is called a scandalon, by the way. The thing the monkey holds on to that it won't let go is a scandalon. Think on that. My friends, there's a purpose for there's a time for every purpose under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. There's a time to pick up and there's a time to put down. There's a time to let it go. Let it go. But they don't deserve to be forgiven. My husband doesn't deserve to be forgiven for what happened to me. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Those people that did things to me when I was a child, they don't deserve to be forgiven. I know, they don't. They deserve the harshest judgment. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. That person that worked for me and stole thousands of dollars from my company, they don't deserve to be forgiven. I know. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Are you getting the message? It's killing us. It kills you. Jesus died for abundant life. He died for abundant life. He wants to prosper us, bless us, grow us, launch us, connect us. And if we keep hanging on, we're hindered. He's hindered in that process. See, life's made up of two elements. What happens and what you decide to do with it. Ta-da! That's simple. What happens and what you decide to do with it. Decide. Let it go. Let it go. So I'm going to do a demonstration this morning. Just to bore this message further in, Christine's going to help me. And she's got to learn to throw a bit better than that. Yeah. I'm offended. I'm actually jealous. This is the green-eyed monster. I'm jealous. Craig, you've got far more than me. You're handsome. Got a beautiful wife, all these gorgeous kids. I'm really jealous of you. You're slim too. Ruth, you didn't speak to me properly the other day. I'm angry at you. I'm really mad. I wish I could hit you. But I'm a nice Christian, so I'm not going to. But you see, I've got these things. I can still worship God. Hallelujah! I can smile. I can pray great prayers. I can even prophesy. And I can even hide them. I can even hide them. You wouldn't have a clue what's going on. You wouldn't have a clue who I'm offended with in this house. Actually, confession, nobody. Because I've learned to let it go. Paulette, why don't you sing the songs on Sunday that I like? I really don't like the way you lead worship. I'm offended. Let it go, let it go, let it go. But you see, I can still function in my dysfunction. I can clap, kind of. I can move, I can talk. And they keep coming. Another one. They keep coming. These things keep coming. Because this is life, you see. Oh, I've got a great assistant. Christine's awesome. I can live life. This is where it gets tricky. You know when I tripped over there the other day? Grant, you didn't smooth the concrete enough. And I tripped over. And you're to blame, Grant. That wasn't good enough. There's another one. Did you fill in a health and safety report? And whoever cleans the toilets, oh, they're a mess. You know, I'm just playing now. I don't mean any of this. They're a mess. Who's in charge of cleaning the toilets? I'm blaming you. And you laugh too loud. I'm offended at you. And I'm really disappointed. Some more, Christine. I'm disappointed that I don't get to preach here every Sunday. And every Sunday that goes by and I don't get to preach, and I'm going to have to learn to catch a bit better than this. And you don't ask me to run the service, and you don't ask me to lead worship. Well, that's a good thing. And you don't ask me to do anything. I'm no use around here. If you only knew the gifts that were tied up inside this person, you would actually make me the pastor of this church. You see, and I'm really upset and offended, and all of these things are starting to pile up on me. And how the heck can I function with all of this here? How the heck can I? Oh, and the gossip. Whoa, here's another one. And the gossip. Yeah, the gossip. That's worth a few. Yeah, you see, you know Mrs. Watson with her feet that are too big. Oh, my goodness. She had shoes on that looked like Donald Duck's. Oh, my goodness. You know, and oh, the gossip. Oh, my goodness. And the pride. Well, I am better at most things than you are. I'm much better at things than you are. Oh, dear. You're much better at catching balls than I am, but I'm better at everything else. And I'm just taking it on. Oh, pride. Oh, no, I can sing better. I can preach better than all of you put together. Remember, I'm playing. I can do everything better. Yeah, I'm so proud. Oh, spiritually proud. Did you hear the way they prayed in that prayer meeting? I prayed far better prayers than they did. Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's another few more that land on me. Oh, pride. Oh, yeah, spiritual pride. Disgusting stuff. Yeah, and yeah, I'm taking it all, you see. Oh, my goodness. Spiritual pride. Yep. And, man, I'm angry. I'm so angry. I'm angry at all those new people that didn't come and introduce yourselves to me. Man, I'm mad at all of you. I'm angry. And I'm going to hide it. And you're going to see me smile and be lovely, but you wouldn't have a clue how mad I am. You see, we can play the role. with stuff. We can play the role with stuff. My mouth still works. But you see, so many of us walk around with stuff. Oh no, I dropped. Oh no, I need that one. I need that one. That's my family. They don't deserve to be let off. Oh, they don't deserve to be forgiven. They were so cruel to me. They were so mean to me. Those brothers of mine, they used to tickle me till I cried. I'm never going to forgive them. I'm not letting that one go. You can have all the rest. That one I'm keeping. My family was so mean. And my kids, oh, well, there you go. There's another story. Oh, you see, they never supported me. They deserve not to be forgiven. They deserve not to be let go. I'm not letting go of that one. That's the family. Not doing it. It's not happening. You see, there are things that don't deserve to be forgiven. There are things that don't deserve or have a tag on them, let me go. But the cross, one thing on it that shouldn't be forgiven, that shouldn't be let go. The whole lot came under the blood on that day. And you see, we keep trying to function, hanging on to weights. We keep trying to be who God wants us to be and reaching for it. I'm reaching for it, what God's got for us. But we can't do it because we're encumbered and we've got stuff and our arms full of things that God is saying, let it go, let it go. And you know what? The easy becomes hard when you've got your heart and your arms full of things you shouldn't be carrying. The easy becomes hard then. Bitterness. Bitterness. A root of bitterness defiles many. You better talk about it with someone else. They catch it. It's worse than COVID. Catches real fast. It's time to forgive. And the people that don't deserve it need forgiving as well as the ones, the easy things. You see, these loads are too heavy for us as humans. It's too heavy, too much, not quite yet. Too much for us as humans. And God wants us to let things go. Oh, can you please pick that up for me? Thanks, give it to me. Yeah, see that grudge? I'm always going to find somebody to help me hold a grudge. To return it back to me. There's always going to be somebody that will help me. Thanks, honey. Do you want to hold my grudge again? Come on. If you do it again, you might get infected by it. Come over here. Come over here. Give it to me again. You see, somebody will always help you hold a grudge. Somebody will always help you gossip. Somebody will always help you have an attitude to someone else. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I need you, Paulette. And you see, but there's more. God's got more for us. God's got more for us. Oh, I can't. Try again. I can just grasp it. Try again on the top. And there's more. There's more. Oh, nearly. You see, God's got more for us. He wants to toss grace. He wants to toss love. He wants to toss anointing. He wants to toss blessing. He wants to toss provision. Yes! He wants to toss all the good things that we deserve because of Jesus. Did you get me, Ruth? I'm about to drop one. Would you help me pick up that grudge, please? John, sorry, I forgot your name. You're going to have to put it on top because I really want to keep that. Thank you. You see, I'm keeping that because it's camouflage. You wouldn't know what it was It can just quietly stay there, and I'm not letting it go because I like it. I like it, and I can camouflage it. You see, it's a camouflage ball. I like it. Grace, whoop, come back. Grace. But you see, you can hardly, well, I've managed to, but you can hardly take it because of all the other rubbish that you're holding. So what about the school teacher that hurt you? What about granddad and grandma, dad, mum, your siblings? You see, if we release what's in our hands, we can take what God's got for us and have a fresh focus. Jesus. Jesus. My focus is Him. I can't see the small things that come at me. I can't see the imperfections in others. I can't see the things that you do to annoy me. I can't see the things that are wrong. I can't see anything else when my focus is Jesus. And He blocks out all the things if we keep Him in our full and final focus. But you see, it's a decision. It's a decision to let it go. It's a decision to forgive. And it's my decision. It's been done, but the human component of that is I will do my part. I will do my part and forgive. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, we have all these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds, so we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin that we so easily fall into. And you know, what we're holding on to is actually holding us. What you're holding on to is holding you. And God's got promises of an awesome and better future, far bigger than the problems that we've faced. And that's where trust comes in. Because once you let things go, then in the time, God will bring all the provision and all the things that He has for you. You know, when I was 60 years of age, I became husbandless, homeless, and had nothing. Now at 71 years of age, I am blessed beyond anything I could ever imagine. I've got all of you in my life. That's one of my biggest blessings. I'm financially secure, and I've got everything that I could ever want, and I've got a secure future. First of all in God, but materially as well. What is the key? Let it go. Let it go. Live life with dignity. Live life honoring God and putting Him first in all things. And I would never have dreamed, looking back 12 years, that I would be here today saying these things. I had no clue what my future would be at all. And the clue is, Jesus is all. And you see, we can take two points of view when stuff happens. We can say, oops, back to my notes. You can say, it's a punishment because I'm such a bad person. Or you can go, I'm using this as a platform for the greater things God's got. Climb up on the platform. Let it go. You're not being punished. You're just a human living in a fallen world. You are awesome. You're redeemed. You're powerful. You are Jesus' representative on this earth. And when your focus is on Him, He will turn everything to your advantage. He will. He will. And you see, as we let go of those things, all those small things, we have more capacity for Him. And you know, we sing or say or pray, God, I want more of You. Well, I debunk that today. Jesus didn't give you His big toe. He gave you all of Himself. But as we're filled up with this stuff, we don't have the capacity to receive all of Him and all that He has given us. So if you find, or when you find yourself praying or saying that again, remember, I have it all. So God, help me let go to have an increased capacity for all and more of you. Does that make sense? Philippians 3 verse 12, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past and I fasten my heart to the future instead. Wonder if the musicians could come, please. You see, we can focus on what has happened or what God's up to. And I believe God's up to something in 2021. I don't believe we'll be sitting in this church in December 2021, the same people. I'm believing that every one of us will have stepped in and stepped up to be freer, to be more powerful, to be more of Jesus and the light and the salt in this earth that we are called to be. There's a program I've seen on TV called Hoarders. Who's seen that? Oh, it's terrible. It is so sad. These people fill their houses up with newspapers and plastic containers and dead food and dead rats and stuff from op shops and so much that they can hardly get in. And you look at that and you go, that is sad. They send psychologists in to help these people and they examine every piece of paper to think if they're going to need it again or not. It's really tragic. And as I was preparing this, God said to me, there are spiritual hoarders. They keep all the crap and they keep all the clutter. They keep all the clutter from everything. Unwanted, filthy, unusable, broken stuff inside. And the message today is, let it go. You are redeemed. You are called. You are saved. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. You are commissioned. You are patented. You are provisioned. You are marked. You are designated. That is who you are. And I'm not going to promise you today that the hurts will stop coming. I'm not going to promise you today that the frustrations will stop coming. But if you decide today to let it go and surrender, you're going to walk on a different plane altogether. There's vices and habits and sins, things like gossip and slander, uncleanness, pornography, unfaithfulness, smoking, addictions, drunkenness, dishonesty, jealousy and envy and revenge, anger, bitterness and control that God wants to take today. And Jesus has the cross there waiting to receive those things from us. Time to walk out today. Time to let it go. Let it go. Holy Spirit, I pray you have touched my friends and my family here today. And that there will be things that many will know. We're going to sing this lovely song called I Surrender. And as we do, I invite you to come. We're not going to call the prayer team today. This is a divine moment. This is a sovereign moment where you can come to the altar, to the feet of Jesus, and do business with the sovereign God who wants to bring transformation to your life. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. As we begin to sing, there's going to be no more prompts to come. You know if you should let something go, you come. Come and kneel at this altar. Lie on the floor. Stand. Do whatever you need to do. But just come and leave stuff at this altar. And when you leave today, you will know you've left things behind and you've got an eternal transaction going. Amen. Thank you, PJ. Please don't clap. Let's just keep this quiet moment. Just come.
Jesus, I serve.